Real pleasure to have on the phone with us this morning the artistic director at the Timberlake Playhouse, James Beaudry. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Very well, thanks.
So we're getting ready for the second to last production of the season at Carousel, and I was looking in the press release. The musical means quite a bit to you. Talk about that.
It does. I grew up doing theater as a kid, and I was cast in a production 22 years ago now, as a young teenager. And we did all of the original choreography, and so they enrolled all of the guys who hadn't danced before in dance classes so that we could learn the proper technique for it. And it really, the way that dance is used to tell the story along with music and scenes and lyrics, it really made me aware of how collaborative musical theater is, and it's really the show that put me on the path to being a director and choreographer.
And of course, you are directing and being the choreography for this, so how are production, how are things coming along?
Wonderful. It's a difficult show to do as a director-choreographer in summer stock because we do everything in 2 weeks here, so there's not much time. So you just go. And when you have one director and a different person choreographing, you can split up and you can do two things at once. But when it's all you, you just got to keep on that treadmill and get to the end. But our cast is wonderful, and the designers are doing some amazing work on this as well. It's going to be really beautiful.
The season has gone along pretty well so far. Again, we're getting down to the second to last production of the season. Now, is there a light at the end of the tunnel for some of the resident actors? They've been putting in a lot of work, a lot of time. Are they starting to see the end of the season coming?
Yeah, definitely. We end in three shifts, basically. So a large part of our resident acting company, about half of them, will leave when Carousel closes. Then most of our staff leaves when Little Shop of Horrors opens, and then the rest of us leave when Little Shop of Horrors closes. So the first wave of exits is less than 2 weeks away.
So when these people do leave, and what's that like? I mean, it's got to be a little different. You're still here, they're leaving. How do you guys handle that?
Timberlake is a magical place. We always say. I was just thinking about when I was in the 2001 company, when I was a resident company member here 16 years ago, and how everything is different now with social media, and we have Wi-Fi hotspots all over the place, and everyone is always connected to everything else in the world, and we have video screens and projections, and our operating budget has almost tripled since then. But despite all of those advancements, everyone is exactly the same. It's this group of ragtag people from across the country who show up in one place, work really, really hard on a lot of shows that audiences adore, and then we all go our separate ways. It's easier to stay in touch now than it was in 2001. But it's sad because we become a family, and we live and work and eat together, and people are already getting nostalgic for what's to come. And the shows that we chose this year, Mary Poppins is about somebody who comes in and then leaves, and Evita is about somebody who leaves, and Carousel, not to give too much away, but it's about being, you're in a cycle that spins and spins and spins, and then finally you have to step off the carousel. So thematically, the shows are really, really pushing everybody's emotional buttons as well.
Very well stated. Again, James Beaudry, the artistic director. Let's take a look at 2018. You have announced the lineup for next summer. If you want, go ahead and list the shows that the people are going to be enjoying next year.
Sure. The company is going to open with Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which we've never done here before. And then that's followed by a very funny play called Born Yesterday that was written in the 40s. Judy Holliday won an Academy Award for the dumb blonde political girlfriend who realizes the deep corruption in Washington, D.C. when they get her a tutor because she doesn't understand how to behave at parties. It's great. It's sort of like, I don't know, but I think Legally Blonde was somewhat based on that play. Third, we have The Full Monty, which was a big hit for us. It will be 13 years previous, in 2005, based on the movie about some union workers who just can't make it, so they decide to go into stripping. and very funny, very big, very popular show with the crowds.
Always a good decision to go that way.
Yeah, yeah. And then a very funny new play called Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. It's by Ken Ludwig, who writes a lot of comedies and scripts for musical comedies. So five actors play all of the characters in this retelling of The Hound of the Baskervilles. Great fun. Our fifth show will be Fiddler on the Roof, which for the first time in 25 years at Timberlake Playhouse. And what is last?
Forever Plaid.
Forever Plaid. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing Fiddler on the Roof. I did not attend the shows at Timberlake 25 years ago. I have about for the past 18 years or so. So looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. Fun fact, Jennifer Garner, film star and Capital One credit card a spokesperson, played Fruma Sarah, the ghost that appears to haunt Tevye in his dream in Fiddler on the Roof 25 years ago. So we're hoping to find the next Jennifer Garner.
Oh, my goodness.
Come in and do that, yeah.
That is amazing. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
And then Forever Plaid, that should be a great closer.
Absolutely. Great songs. Lots of fun. Four guys.
Again, visiting with James Beaudry. And James, before we do let you go, and again, thank you so much for your time. I know they've got a big event planned for you toward the end of the month. How many people are going to be coming in to acknowledge what you have done at Timberlake Playhouse?
You know, I have no idea. They've kept everything a secret from me. I just know I have to be somewhere next Sunday, the 30th. and that's all I know.
Okay, very good. I don't want to give too much away then, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm not sure what is involved at all, actually.
Okay, all right, very good. So again, Carousel opening up on Thursday. Rodgers and Hammerstein, I understand it was their particular favorite.
It was. It ran for like 2.5 years on Broadway in the 40s, which was a very long time to run on Broadway in the 40s. But it was their follow-up to Oklahoma, which was such a huge watershed hit that Carousel was sort of overshadowed by Oklahoma. But when you look at it, when people study musicals, Carousel is really a show that did at least as much, if not more, for musical theater than Oklahoma did. It's you know, there's musical comedy aspects and it's fun, but it's also moody and dark, and the lead character is very complicated, and do we like him or do we not like him? We're not sure. And so they were really not afraid to go into serious subject matter for musicals, which really hadn't been done by anyone else. I mean, you had opera that was very deadly serious, and then you had musical comedies, which were silly little entertainments, or operettas like Gilbert and Sullivan, and Carousel, Oklahoma into Carousel. This is really the first time that you have people dealing with issues of, you know, complications and the secrets of a marriage that you don't want the town to find out about. And that, you know, that leads us to shows like West Side Story and Sweeney Todd and even Phantom of the Opera, where real human drama is introduced as opposed to melodrama. And it's great because that's what makes you feel things. That's what makes you feel connected to characters, because you can watch their stories unfold and, you know, have the catharsis with them.
Very interesting. You know, and I think Ken Singleton will do a great job as Billy Bigelow. You know,
yeah.
No doubt about it. Again, wrapping it up with you, thanks so much for your time. Are we going to see you in a cameo role as we get to the last two productions at all, James?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
I don't know if that was in the press release, but yeah, I'm playing Dr. Selden in Carousel.
Okay.
And it you know, it's not just self-indulgence, although I am a Leo, and so I'm prone to that sometimes. But there's a lot of roles in the show, and I thought, oh, this would be great thematically to step in and do this cameo. And actually, right before you called, I was finishing memorizing my lines, because you can't tell other people they have to learn theirs if you
don't know
not
yours.
Learned yours yourself.
Hey, James, looking forward to it. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Again, Carousel opening up on Thursday. Call 815-244-2035 or go to TimberlakePlayhouse.org for your tickets.